With your latest news, I'm Karsley Fuller. First-time Caymanian homebuyers may be getting some extra help in the new year. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles explains.
The Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association, or CEREBA, is working with government on a proposal to offer grants of up to $5,000 to Caymanians buying their first home as of early next year. The grants would sit on top of the existing stamp duty waiver and would be eligible to cover closing costs, property insurance, or essential furnishings. CEREBA President Brian White says the fund is about stepping up to help more Caymanians start their home-owning journey.
This fund is our way of leaning in and being part of the solution. We are proud to partner with the government and other stakeholders to help more Caymanians achieve the dream of owning their first home.
Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, links the move directly to his appeal at the Chamber's parliamentary luncheon in October.
I called upon the business community and individuals to join a call of action, to lean in and to take Cayman to its greater potential. And CEREBA has provided an initial response to that call by moving quickly to help reduce the financial barriers that have kept too many Caymanians from achieving the dream of homeownership.
He says the CEREBA proposal will sit alongside other housing measures being rolled out.
With government stamp duty waiver program, the soon-to-be-reintroduced government guaranteed home assistance mortgage program, the near completion of our country's first 10-year housing plan, and private sector-led initiatives like this, Cayman is making swift progress with respect to broad outcome 2 on housing, infrastructure, and environment, specifically on affordable housing.
A working group is expected to finalize the grant program details in January, with the launch targeted for February 2026. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman welcomed Porter Airlines on Tuesday with a water cannon salute for their inaugural flight. The new nonstop service between Toronto Pearson International Airport and Grand Cayman will run up to 3 times weekly, complemented by twice-weekly nonstop flights operating from Ottawa starting tomorrow. The Associate Director for Air Service and Cargo Development, Toronto Pearson, has pointed out that the city is Canada's largest market to Grand Cayman, with nearly 55,000 travelers each year. In other tourism news, it's Reader's Choice, and officials are hoping you'll cast your vote for the Cayman Islands in USA Today's 10 Best in the category for the best Caribbean island to visit. The awards ask people to vote in the 10 best across several travel and lifestyle categories, including food and drink, shopping, and destinations. Voting is open now through December 29th. You can find the link to the vote on the Radio Cayman Facebook page or by searching for USA Today's 10 Best online. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Karsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Talks are being held in Brussels as European Union leaders discuss plans to use frozen Russian assets to fund a huge loan for Ukraine. Belgium, where most of the money is held, is under pressure to drop its opposition, but says that it can't bear the risks alone. Widespread power cuts have been reported in Sudan's biggest cities, Khartoum and Port Sudan. Drone strikes hit a power plant in the eastern Nile state, an area controlled by the army. Meanwhile, the United Nations says more than 1,000 civilians were killed at the Zamzam displacement camp in North Darfur in Sudan in April. It's calling for an investigation into possible war crimes by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The United States has approved the sale of $11 billion worth of weapons to Taiwan. The island is boosting its defenses as China ramps up military pressure. And China's Commerce Ministry says it's granted several general export licenses for rare earth exports, a new type of permit that aims to speed up shipments of in-demand supplies for tech factories. A French doctor has been sentenced to life in prison over the poisoning of dozens of his patients. Frédéric Péchier, who worked as an anaesthetist, was found guilty of killing 12 patients in an alleged attempt to discredit his co-workers. He was found to have poisoned a further 18. Hundreds of people in Japan are suing the government, seeking compensation for what they say is unconstitutional inaction on climate change. They argue that the country's response has jeopardized their health and their livelihoods. And the energy giant BP has appointed its first female chief executive in its 116-year history. Meg O'Neill will take charge of the company from April, having previously spent more than 20 years of her career at ExxonMobil. BBC News.